The Tom Likas Show.
It's not just a water sport. I knew it.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
That's us, dude.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24/7 at blowmeuptom.com and on the TuneIn app. And our show is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of our program. Here we are together again on the radio, having had the most amazing experience with all of you. All of you who were at our first anniversary of Mr. Party in Long Beach. An amazing, amazing experience. And everybody had an amazing experience for different reasons. Some of you enjoyed meeting Waden or Liz from Foco You Foco Me, or Patty, who made that amazing cake last night, or Sergio with On Tequila, or attorney Adam Sachs. We used to call him divorce attorney Adam Sachs, but now he's also talking about his criminal practice, and so he has become attorney Adam Sachs. By the way, when is the last time you were ever at a radio remote where the people there were chanting the name of an advertiser? People were chanting, Adam Sachs, Adam Sachs.
That had to be a first for you even. I mean, I've never come across
Never seen that.
Feed for you, that's got to be a first.
Never seen that before. Never. I've seen people singing jingles on Sabado Gigante, but I bet you've never watched Sabado Gigante. Art, would that be right?
Yeah, what?
Yeah. It's only the biggest show on Spanish language TV, and it has been for like 50 years.
No se habla.
Well, anyway, they on that show, the audience, it's shot in Miami, and the audience are like trained seals. They sing various advertising jingles. They've kind of reduced that in recent years, but over the years, you have people singing jingles from various products. They were all rehearsed before the show, but I've never seen a crowd just chanting the name of an advertiser before. Adam was on stage with the new Likettes. And he was doing an auction of some vintage copies of Hustler magazine where there was a story about me in there, written by one of the great writers, Larry Ratso Sloman. This was probably about 13, 14 years old, this story and this issue. But people were like dying to win those magazines. And I auditioned a bunch of them. I autographed a bunch of them last night. I'm going on fumes now, folks. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going on fumes. Now, I don't want to go on and on about the party. Those who were there know what happened. Those who are not there have been to blowmeuptom.com. We have a list of party picks page, and we are starting to add those photos as they come in so you can get a look at what it all looked like. So we were there drinking. Many of you drank On Tequila. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you read Gustavo Arellano's piece about the event. Laugh Factory in Long Beach reported to our boy Sergio at On Tequila that it was the most tequila ever sold in one night at the Laugh Factory.
There was
ever.
A lot going around.
Wow. Nuts. But rather than lingering on the story about the party, because we spent a lot of time talking about the advent of the party and everything leading up to it, let me tell you instead what that all meant to me. Gary, did you have something to say here? It looked like you were preparing to speak.
Just want to thank everybody. Rodney's here, by the way, and we'll check in with him in just a little bit because he was at the party last night. He came all the way from Texas.
Sitting right next to me.
All the way from Dallas, Texas.
That's fabulous.
Rodney, what town do you actually live in Dallas? I forget. I mean in Texas.
Arlington.
He's a Rangers fan.
Right.
Man.
Adam Sachs will be checking in with us shortly. Just a little, hangover.
A little post-mortem.
Right.
Yeah.
To see what happened there. What happened to the Friday Open, by the way? I was coming in and I didn't hear anything.
It's not Friday.
The fuck are you talking about?
Oh, I was expecting a Friday open today.
Are you serious? Are you serious right now?
It feels like a Friday.
Okay, Mr. Producer. Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine if I said that, dude? Oh, man.
Dude, let's not talk about you last night. Jesus Christ, what kind of pills did you take?
Oh, my God. Jackpot.
My God, how high were you?
Jackpot.
Jesus Christ.
Very happy.
Wow.
That was like the best time I ever had in my life.
Did you guys have any idea? I don't know. Me, I was just kind of blown away by the whole thing. You wish, you hope. But honestly, early reports were that there were three people in line. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. Here we go. If it's just say this is not working, it's a failure, blah, blah, blah. But my God, by 7:05, that place started to fill up. And by 7:30, it was overrun by people.
We were at capacity. We had to be. I mean, that place was full. It's full.
It was insane.
It got to the point where Gary had to come outside and make us even hurry up.
Because retard was getting his picture taken with everybody that showed up. Every single fucking person.
I'm not going to say
and
no.
We had a nice little meeting beforehand. Here's the idea. Let's get as many people in as quickly as we possibly can. And then at some point, after about 200 people, people stopped coming in. And everybody's like, wait a minute. There was more than 200 people in the line. What happened? We go outside, and Dino is taking the opportunity to have his picture taken with every single person in the fucking line.
There's lights still going around the building.
I took at least 500 photos with people last night, and I just wanted, there's a general rule for smartphone photography. None of them work the first shot, ever. So that's taking right. 500 pictures feels like taking at least 1,000 or maybe 1,500 pictures.
I was the jackass pushing the button.
But the thing is, even when people are taking their own photos...
Yeah.
So should I label this as a Friday show
yes,
on the podcast?
Yes, totally do that, because that's where my head was at.
Yeah, you got four more days in front of us, so you just fucking relax.
All right, well, I worked a hell of a day yesterday. I know you guys had fucking, an easy go at it.
Yeah, we did a show, bro. What the fuck, dude? We're in here doing a show without you, might I add. Right.
I have literally been on a 5-day bender. I've been working, like you have, Gary. I've been working 5 days straight,
yeah,
including
I'm
the weekend.
Busy.
That's why you don't know what day it is, yep, because you, like me, you were working on Saturday and Sunday. And by the way, last week, as if we didn't have enough to do, we launched a new version of the website. And, and those are works in progress, and so you deal with people saying, I can't post anything, and what have you, and then I don't know how to post things on the site, so I'm constantly having to ask Greg Douglas over there at Domestic Equity. I'm constantly having to ask him, how do I post a video so the thumbnail appears on the screen? How do I do that? And other stupid questions. Today, I didn't have to ask Greg. I was proud of myself. I taught myself how to create a page on the drop-down menu. Gary, I know you've done this, but for me, this was new. I spent 90 minutes teaching myself how to do that. And now there is a listener party picks page. And the picks have started coming in, and I've started uploading them.
Right on.
So that's good.
Because Brett's here, along with Dale Ford. And Brett took, how many pictures do you think you took last night? 400 pictures.
Holy shit.
And those are uploading right now to a Dropbox.
Is that what all those files that keep showing up are? I was wondering about that.
Yeah, it's insane.
Jesus.
There's
wow.
So much shit there, it's retarded.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
Who, I don't know. It was a very interesting vibe last night. I'm still trying to verbalize what was different. I will tell you one thing that was different. The usual radio slime. I'm not saying everybody in radio is slime, because we worked in radio for so many years, but yeah. I'm talking about not everybody in radio, but the slimy element that we have dealt with in the radio business. None of them there last night.
No. All ejected. It was gone.
Look how much fun it was compared to when you had that crowd.
Not from Concentrate, man.
That might have been like the biggest thing I took away from last night is how cool everybody was.
Yeah.
It was retardedly awesome.
Genuine crowd.
Yeah.
Everybody there was super emotionally invested into everything that we're doing. And it meant a lot. I mean, we really got to understand just how much this show is having an effect on people's
everybody
lives.
But Rodney. He got out of control. It's fucking weird.
I love your titties. I can't get enough of the titties.
I had a guy last night tell me he came from North Carolina. North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I had another guy. This is the guy who calls in from Isla Vista. I believe his name is Chris.
I love him, dude. Yes. He is a piece
of
work.
Good. No, I spent a long time talking to Chris.
Did he tell you what he was telling me? He's apparently an aspiring musician, and he said that I'm going to live forever in his music.
Yeah, Chris is going on to big things. I was telling him last night, this is not the last we're going to see of Chris.
I'm looking forward to it. He's committed. I'm getting my tux ready for the Grammys right now.
Guys had the best conversations with that dude.
How about the guy who came up to me? I think he went up to everybody. You guys and me. The guy who told me that I got him through cancer.
Neil.
That was remarkable. I didn't know I was doing it, but apparently I did. Incredible.
I got to meet Devin. I hung out with him for a little bit, the Black Box dude.
Good dude. Yes.
Awesome dude. Awesome.
Yeah, he's not black, by the way.
No.
Did anybody think that?
Well, Black Box. You know me. I only go one direction.
You do what you're named after or whatever the fuck it is.
That would be abroad then, right? The Black Box.
I don't know. All I know. No. He was a cool guy.
Yep.
By the way.
Jeremy was there from Coslow Insurance.
I had never met Jeremy in person. I've spoken to him on the phone a million times.
Good dude.
I met him last night.
Good dude. Antonio was there from
El Pollo Inca.
El Pollo Inca.
Senate was slumming about.
Yeah, Mr. Checkpoint.
Senate went out for a couple of smoke breaks.
No, I didn't see Senate. He must have been out smoking more than he was socializing.
Is that what they call it?
Oh, by the way, dude, one of our listeners told me, he gave me this hash oil pill that I took last night. And that thing, luckily, it didn't start really hitting me until after we left. We were actually on that party bus. And I swear to you, I know I took Fountain home last night, and that's all I remember.
Wow.
Oh, my.
But those lights, dude, the lasers and shit on that party bus, I was digging it the entire ride back so much.
You heard Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
By the way, we have to thank TaylorMade Executive Limo for that bad boy. That was retardedly awesome.
Incredible.
JT
lighting on that thing.
What a pro, too. The driver was fabulous.
Yep.
I should apologize again for smoking weed in there.
Yeah.
Wasn't a fan of that.
Nicely done. He's like, I hope you understand. You know, I got there's a wedding party that's going to get in this thing tomorrow. And if it reeks like weed, you know, it's not going to look so good.
I guess my reputation precedes me.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And then we had people showing up like Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Right.
From K-Earth 101. I was so surrounded by people. You know, Shotgun is a longtime friend. He's at my Thanksgiving table every year, so he's been inside the Inner Sanctum. And I couldn't even talk to him. I couldn't get near him because I was surrounded by people. It was crazy. And other people from the radio business who probably would not want me to identify them.
Yeah, don't do that. I got a text today.
I'm not going to.
I feel bad for one of the guys.
You mean Gustavo outed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks, man. Just a reminder. God.
Yeah, well, that can happen. Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, there's more than a little hostility from certain quarters in the radio business about what we're doing. Just a bit of hostility. And, of course, they're trying to discredit us every which way. But, you know, the photos don't lie. The numbers don't lie. How many people voluntarily paid to get in last night, even though they could prove they were one-year paid-up subscribers? Insane how great you people have been to us. And, you know, that's why we work so hard, because you inspire us to keep going, even though we are all burned out, fried to a crisp, and we just keep going.
How about that Chuck, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you weren't even in the van, man. That shit was so wild.
Chuck, we should remind people, Chuck was the guy who won the eBay auction to ride on the party bus.
Yeah.
And Chuck, I think he consumed a lot of tequila last night.
He was saying, I'm not even buzzed, man. I'm not even catching a buzz on the way home. He was all bummed out as he's fucked up out of his mind.
He showed up with McAllen 21. Right? And I guess you guys didn't tap into it at all. He told me, make sure you get this to the studio. I'll come down and we'll have it. Promise that you don't open it up before I get there. And, of course, last night, that's how I ended my night. I'm like, wait a minute. I got 21-year-old McAllen. I've been working my ass off all day. I think I'll that stuff is ridiculous.
Oh,
I have the bottle. It's unbelievable.
Oh, really? Do we have any ice in here today?
Yes, sir.
What are we
good.
Doing?
And
what are
we by
doing? The way, we are barbecuing. We're doing Zabransky burgers.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Hey, Renee, is that the guy's name with the step and repeat?
Yeah,
he really
Renee
brought it, too.
Awesome.
That wow. Guy's good people.
By the way, let's talk about the quality of his work. Those banners he made, taking images off our, it looked like off our website, the logo, my photo, all of that stuff. It was unbelievable.
Yeah,
the step and repeat,
job.
Everything.
Awesome. He did those banners and everything.
He had a Knob Creek shirt on, which you got to really respect.
Oh, you got to love that.
Business.
By the way, David Cruz is the guy who did the diplomas, and he's going to be an advertiser soon.
Those turned out really nice, too.
Turned out awesome.
The gold seal on them.
Right? And Saxy was just out of his mind. I can't wait to talk to him today and see how
he'll be even more flustered.
Because he was just crazy last night.
Yeah, he was awesome and sweating.
Surrounded by like 15 broads.
Awesome. And people chanting his name.
People chanting his name.
Saxon. I mean, I know he's very good to us. He buys ads here, but I think he gets value for what he spends here. I do.
A fucking rock star.
Yeah. And
and Sergio with the tequila was just nuts. I mean, there was so much tequila last night.
The only time I saw Sergio was when he was taking a picture of me and his tequila girl.
I
heard reports that, you know, because you had the, it was like the Sharks or the Jets from West Side Story. You had the Lycats, which was one move, and you had the Tequila Girls, who were from various Latin American countries, and there was apparently, I don't want to call it hostility.
A feud.
But there was apparently a little bit of,
I didn't know that. Really?
Wow.
Yes, there was apparently some
friction?
Commentary about people thinking the Lycats were hotter than the On Tequila Girls. And by the way, the On Tequila Girls sickly hot. Unbelievably hot.
I think the point goes to Sergio, man.
Well, no, but not only that, this is that low self-esteem I'm always telling you to exploit, because those girls were clearly hot as a pistol.
Good point, Sergio.
And for them to be looking across the room at the mostly blonde Lycats and going, everyone's paying attention to them. That was an interesting element.
Oh.
Sax's head just exploded.
All I know is that you stay over on the other side with the blondes. I was staying with the tequila girls.
Somebody's down with the browns.
Oh, my. Ridiculous. There's a photo of, I know Sergio has a photo of me and the tequila girls. We got to get that one posted. People can judge for themselves. By the way, I'm not complaining. The Lycats, bringing back the Lycats was such a fabulous thing that Adam Sachs did for us, among many.
He worked his ass off. He really did for all
yes,
this,
he did.
This whole thing. He put in
he
a
was
ton.
Nuts.
But it was interesting. We need to peel him like an onion about this. He was sweating. He looked nervous.
I'd love to get to the bottom of it.
I know he wanted to look lawyer-like, you know, so he came in a suit and tie and just... I don't know.
Maybe it was like a wool coat or something. He was hot.
He was just very, very excited. I mean,
he was.
He's really. He's been looking forward to this forever.
Is that what we're calling it? Excited?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's what we're going to call it for the record here.
He was within arm's reach of a girl in a bikini the entire night. I didn't see him not near a chick the whole time. The whole time.
Yeah. Well, usually he was surrounded by the girls. And in fact, when we left last night, he did not leave with us. He was still in there with the girls, even though they were throwing everybody out and putting chairs on top of tables.
He was taking care of business.
I don't know how late he had the girls on the clock last night, but wowie.
On the what?
On the clock.
Oh, the clock.
Clock.
C-L-O-C-K.
Yes.
Oh.
As in, suck my clock.
Yeah.
I wonder how many times he said that.
It was pretty fucking wild.
It was. Amazing.
Seeing what everybody looked like. And, by the way, I don't know how we're going to term his appearance for the night, but...
I know what he's going to say.
Waden. Comes in with a t-shirt that's in giant yellow letters that says, Hero, this is Wade.
In case you didn't know, he made sure.
Well, I imagine if you saw the guy, you would not guess he was the character he plays. When he calls in.
he, He had a bullhorn when I first got there. He was telling every single person he was weighed.
A bullhorn. He was clearly.
I'm rated. I'm like,
in, cool. It's a Tom Likas show. In advance of the event, he was treating it like he was, Bobby Darin coming in for a sit down with Johnny Carson. You know, he was.
Somewhere.
Yes, I'll be there. I'll be there. You can meet me in person.
It was the waiting show.
It was good. I told him I liked his work.
Yeah.
That's right. You did.
And he told you he robbed you.
Correct.
Very much.
Correct.
Good fan.
Yeah. I told him I was singing the Hero all last Saturday. I mean, every fucking 5 minutes I'd be doing something in my apartment and singing Hero.
You know, that was one of the things I was actually looking for to see if I had a tape of it or there was a place where we linked it up because it was pretty catchy, I have to say.
Oh, Sergio's texting me pictures of you and his girls.
Oh.
They're pretty good.
They are pretty good.
They are pretty good.
Now, I'll tell you what. Just got to keep their expectations down, keep their self-esteem at the lowest possible level.
Wow, look at you. You're surrounded.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
That's my wet dream. That's going up on the webpage.
He's surrounded.
You're swimming in it.
Well, as Madge of the Manicurist once said, you're soaking in it.
It was good. I think Foco Meat did all right last night.
Well, I know I autographed several of the shirts that she had sold to people. Yeah. So it must have gone well. I didn't, you know what, I did not see Liz all night. I know she was out there, but she was selling.
Yeah.
You know, we had tables or areas set up where our advertisers could show off their wares, and she was selling T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she sold some because I signed some. And then there were the On Tequila calendars. The On Tequila girls had a big picture of me in the middle where I could sign my name, and I was signing a bunch of loans. It's pretty wild.
It was a crazy night, let me tell you.
Just went nuts.
It was nuts.
You missed the way home with Chuck.
By the way, we sort of had like a game plan in mind that went out the window like the very first second. Like it just got crazy. Just getting those pictures taken was like way too much. It was way too fucking much.
I know. Well, we had a little. By the way, the crowd was so well behaved. Which goes right against our reputation. The crowd was wonderful.
Yeah.
And you could have real problems, all that booze blowing and all those people coming in.
Yeah, I had a lot of drunk guys, like, hug me up a little too much last night.
Yeah, I got touched.
I'm willing to, you know, take one for the team.
I think you took more than one for the team.
Jesus Christ. I mean, guys were very touchy-feely last night.
And emotional.
Yes.
We've never seen anything like that before in that number. The number of people coming up to us saying, "Oh, you saved my life." I mean, do you know how many people said that? There had to be 100 people who said that to me personally last night. You saved my life. You know, we come in here every day, we do this show. We're just doing a fucking show. We're not thinking about what happens out there. We're just trying to make people laugh and do stupid shit.
And help. Money. That helps.
But the point is, I don't think we think of the end result often enough. I think we think of what we're doing and what we have to do. And I'm looking at the clock here, and we're trying to get things done. The cool thing about going to an event last night was actually seeing the effect the show has on people beyond being entertainment. It was interesting.
Well, by my math, I think it was like better than 90% P1s.
Oh, yeah.
And so when was the last time we did a gig where it's that like kind of devotion? I mean, that's crazy.
Right, yeah. And without...
Like, I don't know if it's ever happened.
Without the radio riffraff and the, you know, AE or account executives from the radio station inviting their people to show up at this party where they're just showing up for the drinks, people were showing up for Tom Likas.
Yeah. Well, I wrote this the other day. It was a blog or whatever, but just those people, they would give me a VIP area which I would demand, you know, weeks before the event, I would say, now you are going to have a VIP area. And why do I want a VIP area? Not the reason you think. It's not because I want bottle service or because I want Jay-Z to have a place to sit should he decide to show up. I want a VIP area so during the breaks in the show, I can go decompress. Because it's so intense being on a stage doing that show for 3 or 4 hours. And I'm talking to callers, I'm watching the clock, I'm trying to get the audience and keep them engaged. And then I also have to plow through all of the well-wishers, many of whom are around the stage when I'm doing what I do. And when we would do these shows, the VIP area would become a joke. Because to me, the VIP area was supposed to be the people working on the show. And so in that case, Gary is the only one who was on the road with me. Dean and Art would be in the studio. And then there might be some station management there. And most of them were just drinking, had an excuse to get out of work early. And so they would stand around drinking and quote-unquote supervising. And then you had the sales slime who would bring in, well, at first it started off being advertisers. Then alleged potential advertisers who many times would never actually end up spending one fucking dime on the radio station. Then it ended up being chicks who wanted to get close to the action who knew people who worked at the station. So not only were there these chicks in the VIP area, you couldn't get your hands on them because somebody had gotten them in and that was how they were going to get laid that night. So you'd have all these hot chicks in the VIP area who, you know, if you questioned them thoroughly, you would find out who got them in and who they were going home with that night. So the VIP area looked a lot more interesting to the crowd than it really was. And then you had all the sales climb getting drunk. Hey, buddy! Another successful show, buddy! From inside. So when I would come off during one of the classic 97.1 7-minute breaks, I would walk down into the VIP area, and I would be mobbed by people in the VIP area. Now, I understand being mobbed by the crowd. You go into the crowd to have that experience. You go into the crowd to high-five everybody, to sign things, to sign racks, whatever. That's what it's there for. But the VIP area is supposed to be sacrosanct. And this was an ongoing argument we used to have because they would never keep it sacrosanct. Every salesperson slid chicks in there that you couldn't get your hands on. And then all the management people. And there were all these people there who didn't need to be there. You know, all these people who worked at the station whose job was not promotions or event planning or NTR, which is non-traditional revenue, or any of the things. No, it was all these people who worked at the station who should be out selling somewhere or out doing their jobs. Instead, they would be jamming the VIP area so that it was like a sardine can. And so last night, we did not have a sardine can. We did not have sales slime, hangers on. That was the cool thing about it. I think keeping it to the largely P1 crowd and saying no to some of the usual hangers on who tried to contact us about getting in for free and being in the green room with us and whatever. It really made it a lot more enjoyable than what we used to have. I mean, when the night ended, it was not a usual event where I couldn't wait to get into the limousine because I was so worn out. I was having a good time right up to the end. It was good.
Yeah, we ended up getting kicked out of the joint.
Right?
It was like they started flashing the lights on us. Like, hey, all right, fuckers, get out of here.
Yeah. We first thought it was the air conditioning being turned on.
Well, no, they turned off the air conditioning. You didn't imagine that.
They tried to sweat us out.
I'm the first one to notice, believe me, when that air conditioning goes off.
Who are we, Chris Dorner? Come on, man.
No.
Seriously.
I mean, I was saying last night, it's like if you go to a dance club, which I never do, but I know DJs who do that. And they say when the crowd won't leave at 2 a.m., they play the song Lady in Red by Christa Berg. Medley of his hit, 1990 or 1989 or something.
That'll kill your buzz immediately.
And you know, they turn the lights on and they play Lady in Red. And suddenly, everyone's doing the walk of shame out of that place.
Toward the end, one dude came up to me and told me he had he completely 100% scored a Lycat to bring back to his hotel room.
Really?
Yep.
No way.
Yep.
Awesome.
Did Saxy know about that?
I didn't want to go there.
Probably a good idea.
Well, now the cat's out of the bag.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know who the guy was, and I don't know if he was telling the truth, but it sure did seem pretty convincing. Yep.
Oh, my.
Just saying.
A lot of people were smart and got rooms in Long Beach, which had very tough DUI enforcement, I should add. That was a good move by you folks.
Even Chris from Isla Vista scored himself a
Chris
hotel.
Chris from Isla Vista.
Yeah, Isla Vista. And by the way, you guys ever been to Isla Vista? Do you know anything about it?
The only thing I know, and maybe you can confirm this, but didn't some famous movie producer's son decide to go ahead and mow a bunch of kids over and hit the gas and run over a bunch of students?
What?
I don't remember that, but I do know about Isla Vista because I live half the time
rampage,
in Santa Barbara County, which is where that is. Isla Vista is where a lot of the UCSB students live.
It's like the row of house student housing where it is party fucking. I did it one night, you know, back in my college years, and that, with some friends that were living up there. And Jesus Christ, dude, it was insane.
People who live on the farms and ranches near where I am, they hate Isla Vista because Isla Vista is lumped into the congressional district with them, making it harder for them to get, you know, Rush Limbaugh's recommendations for Congress elected. Because the kids in Isla Vista all get to vote in that district. So there's a bit of tension. People up in northern Santa Barbara County want to cut Isla Vista off and let it be part of the Santa Barbara City congressional districts.
According to the Santa Barbara Independent, this newspaper,
yeah.
They call it the Isla Vista car massacre. And it's something that happened in 2001 where a dude... 20-year-old UCSB freshman David Attias, son of Hollywood director Daniel Attias, drove his Saab into a group of pedestrians, killing four on the spot and critically injuring one. The victims were all Santa Barbara City College students.
Nice.
And dude just went house.
Well, at least it was a Saab.
As upon striking the victims, Attias exited his car and began shouting deranged obscenities, according to eyewitness reports. He screamed, "I am the angel of death," and his behavior...
Oh, now I remember that story.
His behavior appeared to be what is called erratic. Levels of marijuana and lidocaine, which is, not that I know, but it's just liquid cocaine, were found in Attias' system. This outraged a lot of individuals who thought that drugs did in fact play a critical role, not just mental illness. So dude went house. He was convicted in 2002 of four counts of second-degree murder. He pled insanity, and roughly 2 weeks later, the same jury found him to be not guilty by reason of insanity. So that's why people are pissed off, because he's in Patton State Hospital, psychiatric joint over there in San Bernardino.
Well, that was before I was living up there, so...
I'm going to go to the spot. I want to see where dude went house.
Tell you what, if you want to get laid, Isla Vista.
Done.
Oh, you ever up there?
Yep.
Isla Vista.
Absolutely.
Don't come up to wine country. There is not a big, attractive female populace up that way.
Chris was partaking in something last night.
I really liked Chris a lot. I did, you know, everything about that. We're going to see more from Chris, too, much more, on a much more national, global level.
Well, EJ, you sent a bunch of pictures, which I haven't had a chance to look at yet. But, you know, I put out the call for photos today, and just as I come in here to start doing the show, I'm being flooded with photos. Flooded. Tons of them. So we'll have to get those up at some point.
I don't know a single person who had a bad time, and I'm not kidding. You know, there's usually one complainer. I didn't hear a single complaint.
Well, again, you know, when you have an admission charge, either you have to subscribe or you have to put down cash, that pretty much keeps the trolls out. No one's going to pay $30 to get up there and get up on your grill. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're not going to do it. Or $99.99. Not going to happen. So that was pretty wild. So I'm going to take a break here because as we've been doing the last week or two, we've been doing these very long segments, which are great. I love just going with the flow. Let me try to squeeze all the commercials in at the end of the hour. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. Were you at the event last night? Do you have a report for us? Things that happened during the event? I've heard reports of after parties in Long Beach last night. Were you at one?
Hey, by the way, Tom, speaking of long-winded segments, did you see that there was a Tom Likas mention on Coast to Coast last night?
Now, somebody told me about this. Of course, our Coast to Coast expert was busy last night not listening to Coast to Coast AM. Oh.
Apparently, George mentioned us. I gotta find out.
Yeah. He better not be goofing on Tom Likas, I'll tell you that, though. That'll wreck the whole thing for
me. Apparently referred to me as a radio guy.
No, God or guy?
Guy.
What was the topic?
I don't know. I haven't been able to track that down yet.
Don't you tell me that, man.
Right. Yep. Better be legit.
Radio guy.
I'll be showing up there.
I'm the radio guy who was listening the night the meteorite hit.
George, let me in.
The night there were green lights over the Bay Area, I was also listening. And in true radio form, I was...
You mean those stories the whole world was talking about?
Yes.
A metaphysical type out there paranormal shit.
Except on Coast to Coast.
Watch it.
Just saying.
You know it's true.
So...
I said, you know...
We'll do a little investigative work.
This radio guy was just checking to make sure that the job was getting done. I do love George. I like him a lot.
He was at your house.
He's been to my home. Yes, he's been there. But he wasn't on duty the night we needed it.
The night that he had the Ouija board guy on?
Right.
Stop it.
And you'd figure the Ouija guy should have known what the fuck was going on.
Right.
Nope. There they are.
By the way, anything
signs
made by
point to yes.
Anything made by Parker Brothers or Milton Bradley ain't gonna tell you. I'll tell you right now, just not happening. Believe me, that's not real.
He had that new age touchy feely guy on talking about what was he talking about? That guy.
He got me.
Remember that?
Yeah, he was just going and going and going about some crazy
for like an hour.
Shit. Yeah.
No green lights over San Francisco. No blue lights over San Francisco Bay. Nothing.
This is why it's tailor-made for your fucking screener, because it just veggies them out. You just fucking sit there. It doesn't even matter what those people are saying.
I mean, if that's the radio show you listen to, you have no idea what's going on in the fucking world. No idea.
It's a great way of, like, dropping acid without dropping acid.
It's like the anti-Daily Show. It's like...
Right.
You watch Jon Stewart. You walk away from that show. You laugh. You have a good, broad idea of stuff that's going on out there. You listen to that Coast to Coast AM. It's like in a bubble. It is in no way connected to what's going on in the real world of productive human beings.
Wow.
And this is not to mention that I strongly suspect that on occasion the host takes a nap.
Yeah, no,
in the
I agree.
Of the fucking internet.
I agree. I think he's asleep, man. He,
like the rest of the audience.
Coast to Coast is
not what
he
used to be.
Dean's up late.
I can't believe you guys.
Where's Art? What
kind of pills do you pair with that show, by the way?
I'll tell you right now, it's really easy. You take these 30 milligram bad boys and you're good. I'll carry you through 4 hours of live show. I'll sail away. Come sail away. Sail away with me.
Oh, my.
I had the best time. I'm going to tell all you guys. I had the best time last night. I'm telling you, the fucking best. I must have fucking hugged and cried 100 times.
It was nuts.
People, I'm telling you, I have never seen
it was a
more
love fest,
fiercely loyal people in my life.
It was unbelievably cool, man.
I felt like an honorary Latino dude and everything. I'm serious. It was that good.
Somebody tweeted about how white I was. I thought that was interesting.
There was a meme about, what was it? What did it say?
Wops something.
Wops
and
whites. And
Wops whites and Mexican. All together. In this symbiotic thing.
Feel the love.
Rodney made it to that meme, too.
He led the charge at Rodney.
Yeah, Rodney, he's representing all whites.
I saw a...
somebody called Rodney the living Freddie Wilhite.
I shot my wife in the stomach with a 38.
Come on, Rodney, that was beautiful.
Great. It was
Rodney. Can you re-record the whole thing for us later today? That would be
maybe Rodney could do it in Spanish. Yeah. We can post it on Classical
or in Arlington, Texas.
Did you see the guy who had on the Jack Daniels hat?
Yeah, he's
jacket?
Good. Dude. We talked NASCAR last night.
He was mistaken for Scuzz Twitley yes. 1,000 times. I just kept calling
Scuzz
him Scuzz.
Scuzz got stuck in Vegas yesterday, so he couldn't make it.
Will he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Love to have seen him.
No, I would love to have seen him, too.
We tried.
I saw
it. Yeah, his other job required him to be there longer than he expected. Because you know he does it. It's not as Scuzz Twitley.
Scuzz isn't
as,
it?
His CDs are not his day job, unfortunately.
Really?
I think Scuzz is it.
You can't tell from talking to him, I'll tell you what.
Believe me, he wanted to be there. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, I wanted him
and
there.
He would have been drinking heavily.
Yes.
I'm sure of it.
You probably would have had him on the party bus.
See, now, somebody just wrote on the Facebook page, sorry, Dad, I was the one that told George Norrie about what you had said about him 3 weeks ago.
See, now,
that's
the question is...
Now the story gets way more interesting.
What did this person say? Yeah. Because the same thing happened when Dean and I talked something about the Stone Brewery or something, and then...
Stone, yeah, we were talking about it, and somebody misconstrued
somebody got in
what
touch
said.
With Greg from Stone and told him we said something else in time.
Right, totally misrepresented.
Did you have to
said.
Smooth that over, or were you able to smooth that over? Mean, this is I'm Stone wait, we're talking about.
I know,
about.
I'm waiting for the dust to settle before I go and say, look, this is not what we said.
What did we ever say about Stone that wasn't positive?
I don't know.
We were drinking that shit last night.
Doing a story about how, you know, these microbreweries are, you know, becoming so crazy successful that the money's just nuts and there's a temptation to sell out and all this other stuff. And I don't know, Stone came up in the conversation. We never said anything specifically about Stone, I don't think.
No, I simply asked a question. I said, there's no way our friends at Stone would ever go that route. We can always count on them, or something to that effect. And dude took it that, well, everybody
right.
has their price
sure.
to sell out, yeah. is what it came
right.
down to. And all the Stone dude said is, bullshit, I'm not selling out for any price, is what he said.
So I wonder what this guy told George Norrie you said.
Right.
You can only imagine.
He's probably full of shit, too. I'm going to call George myself.
Well, I did tell the truth. I did try to call George's producer, who's an old friend of mine. I didn't call him to call him out. In fact, the show hadn't started yet. I called him to tell him that we were in the car and we were listening to KGO Radio in San Francisco, which is an all-news station. And it was just like listening to KNX in L.A. after an earthquake. You turn it on, people are going, it was kind of a light, like a green light there. I don't know. It was over the bay, and I couldn't tell what it was, but it looked bad. It looked bad. It was a call like that. And so I was calling my buddy, the producer of Coast to Coast AM. I was calling him to say, hey, heads up. I don't know if you know, but this was 2 hours before the show started. And I got his voicemail. I'm not trying to start a pissing match with George. He's a lovely guy. He's been to my home. I love him to death. But that night, Gary and I had a long drive.
Here we go.
Up to Paso. We'd already listened to our own rerun, and we'd run out of content. And this was a good night to tune in and see if they had any information about the lights over the Bay Area. And there was not one word about that.
I'm just saying George has lost the edge a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, now you're anti-Coast to Coast.
I'm not anti-Coast to Coast. Don't get me wrong. I just think George has lost the edge.
You're worried.
Now, you know someone's going to call him and say that I just said that. And then
it's Art that said that. And
yeah, I'll stand by it.
I listen to Coast to Coast, and that's it. And that's that. I'm going to get the word from George myself. He better not be trashing you, Tom.
Do you think he'd big time us if we asked him to come on the show?
I would love to have him come on the show.
Oh,
I mean,
no, he couldn't.
Come on, why not?
Clear Channel probably wouldn't let him come on.
Really?
Of that.
It's a different. It's a different format. So
why? Because he's on at night. He still works for Clear Channel.
No, no, I'm saying it's a different type of delivery. It's on the internet. So
Conway works for Clear Channel.
Not radio to radio.
Well, that's true.
So we might have an angle.
Well, I'd be more than happy to have George come in and find out why he wasn't talking about the green lights over San Francisco.
Let's talk to Dan Heiser and see if we could... Yeah, let's clear the air on
if,
this
if
thing.
Might.
We shouldn't
if
have
Georgie is not in St. Louis, he could stop by the studio and have a little chit-chat right here. Find out a couple of green lights and a couple of Ouija boards. We'll call it a day.
I'd love to know.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I'm on the record.
Believe me, you're on the record. We everybody knows that.
So just everybody chill. And George better not be talking
maybe he'll
any
talk
trash.
To you.
Yes.
You put
like
you
that.
Two
why
on.
Don't you call?
I was thinking about
why don't you pick up the phone and call the wild card line?
You don't even know. It's 727.
Wouldn't be first time calling at all. You can't use that one anymore.
Call the zombie line or whatever they have over there.
International line.
Call your Sprint access code.
You know way too much about
if
this.
If he did.
In country code.
If he did talk bad, then I might have to take a trip over there. It's not that far from us.
Right, he's not in the Kingdom of Nye. You know, he's over there in Sherman Oaks.
He's right over here.
I've been in that studio.
This little Knox, eh, Georgie?
Yeah.
Let me in. I got a little talk with you, bud.
All right, we're going to take a break here, because if I don't, we never will. And when we come back... here we are. We're all here at your disposal. But we're going to see if anything happened interesting at the party last night or anything surprised you, or if there are any after parties, pre-parties, if anything really outrageous happened in or around the scene, we'd like to know. And our number here is 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, P1s. Our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. What's more patriotic than two guys sitting at a table, one drunk, the other high on pills? Shooting the shit about a bunch of stupid stuff. Guts, glory, stupidity. The Gary and Dino Show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Hey, I want to talk to you about the Black Box. You know, the Black Box is a compact, single-box audio system that connects easily with your smartphone, your iPad, your iPod, your computer, anything with an audio output jack to crank out unbelievable 50-watt sound. In other words, this thing kicks ass, turning any music source into a loud and clear audio system. The Black Box is made by BN Audio. Their owner's been in the industry for 30 years, collaborating with some of the best in the business. And co-owner Devin Bronson has been a Likas listener since he was 13. Now look, this isn't one of those cheap plastic docking systems or something. The Black Box is pro audio. It's all wood. It's wrapped in high-grade industrial vinyl, and it couldn't be easier to use. You just plug and play. Use it at home, barbecues, parties. Hey, it's perfect for all your man cave sound needs. We crank it here all the time. Go to bnaudio.com. That's bnaudio.com. Enter promo code TOM and receive 10% off your order and free shipping with a risk-free money-back guarantee. This is one of the great gadgets, guys. The BN Audio Black Box at bnaudio.com. Crank it! Oh, yeah, that'll get you out of a club. 2 a.m. here in L.A., and this is what the club jocks play.
I've never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright.
After a night of listening to Flo Rida.
This one's for all you couples out.
I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. Looking for a little romance. Give it half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing. All the highlights in your hair.
Oh my.
I have been blind. Lady in red.
Oh, God almighty. You just spent the night with the Pitbull thumping in your head, and suddenly, if that weren't bad enough, then you have to listen to Christa Berg sing Lady in Red. That was what, 89, 1990? When was that? A long time ago.
When was
it? It's a very old song.
I'd rather forget, I think.
Yeah. I was in a movie, too, back when these songs were all in movies. Back when you could remember what movie a song was in. Back in the day.
June 86.
Well, that was 27 years. That's an old song. But a common tactic of club jocks, when people won't leave, they play that very loudly.
That's a gold.
Beauty. It's golden.
Yeah. 901-3000, Tom, were you at the party last night? Come on, let's get the reports here. 901-3000-866. Tom in Kingman, Arizona, home of, what's the main street in Kingman? Andy Devine Boulevard.
I'm driving back. I'm actually from Scottsdale, but I swung up through Vegas and I'm headed back. Absolutely worth the trip, Tom. It was outstanding. That's one for the ages. It was a pleasure to be there for the Lycus Unchained, finally, away from the corporate masters.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Good job.
And, you know, you used the phrase love fest a little earlier, and I have to say that's what it was. It was like family there. Everybody there, you know, they were introducing each other. It's like, you know, hey, here's your cousin. You never met him, but you've heard him, that kind of thing. And absolutely enjoyed it. There were, you know, you asked for some stories. While we were waiting out there in the line, there was a guy, Ted, who brought a camper out. And one of the reasons it may not have looked like the line was so long from time to time, people were cycling in and out. They were, you know, going to the camper, maybe going over to one of the clubs or something, having a few drinks and coming back to the line. But certainly, you know, the place was packed by the time the doors were opened, and completely loved it. Thank you so much for holding that.
So it was worth driving. I mean, you might have driven all that way and said, what's the big deal? But you had a good time.
Oh, I had a great time. It's totally worth it. You know, and I got to tell you a really short story. I came down the 710 there, and of course, you know, being from Arizona, I don't know L.A. that well, and I got on the ocean, and I pull up to a light, and there's a guy next to me, and he's got this, you know how they write signs on the windows with shoe polish, and it says, I just turned 21 today, and I rolled down my window, and I made a bunch of CDs for the trip, you know, like his shows to take with me, and I burned a bunch of them. I rolled down my window, and I motioned to him. He rolled down his window, and I tossed in his car. I said, listen to this. It'll save your life. And he goes, what is it, Christianity? I go, no fucking way, man. You got to listen. So
I love it.
Anyway, it was great. It was great.
Unbelievable. Well, Tom, that's a long way to drive to come to a party, and we really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. There were other people there that went as far or farther. So thanks again. As I say, one for the ages. I look forward to an even bigger and better one next year and in the future years. I want this to be a complete success for you, Tom, and I'm going to do everything I can to get the word out.
Thank you so much. Very nice.
Yeah. You're welcome. Take care.
All right, take care. There goes Tom back to Scottsdale. Wow. All right. Attorney Adam Sachs checking in, and has a postmortem.
Hey, Adam.
I think postmortem might be the exact right term here.
Hey, Adam.
I'm trying. I tried to sleep it off this morning, I'll tell you that.
What were we drinking last night?
No, I had to stay sober. I was managing the girls. That wasn't easy.
Sober.
But sober Tom, drinking. Did you see this? Gustavo compared me to the lawyer on Breaking Bad, Saul Goodman.
Yes.
As a living embodiment of Saul Goodman, except I win cases. That hurts, you know?
I understand. Isn't that the show about meth?
That's the one. And Goodman was not exactly the great example of an honest lawyer, you know.
Understood.
It was meant to be
really quite the opposite.
You and Gustavo could have that conversation.
The problem, Adam, is there's nobody really to compare you to,
right.
So it's the best
yeah,
to
you're a
possibly
one-off, dude.
Come up with.
You are a one-off.
Well, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, they broke the mold, dude.
I you were really right about that whole kind of homo whatever erotic thing. That's right. I got a lot of hugs from guys. Let me tell you.
Oh yeah.
And they wouldn't really let go. You know what I mean? Just like you know, a little pat thing that's just for
as
a second.
As witty as he was, they still wouldn't let go.
I definitely had a few fans.
Wow.
Did you see when the line stopped moving and they were like surrounding us and then we're going, Gary, save us. Gary, where are you? Oh my God.
So weird when he says,
well, you know what happened? Somebody, I don't know who it was, might have been some of our friends of the security force there at the Laugh Factory, saw this disorganized group there of people who wanted to get at me to sign things and stuff, which is great. I love it. And so somebody said, all right, all you guys line up along the stage. And so they formed a line because everybody did exactly what they were asked to do. This was the most orderly crowd I've ever seen, ever. And so they formed this line along the stage. And then it was like a flash mob. This group of people showed up in front of the line and just started getting right in front of the line. And Tom, sign this. Tom, let me take a picture. And so true to the character of the crowd, somebody got out of the line. I imagine someone saved their space in line. Somebody got out of the line and said to me, there's an awful lot of people over here in line, and they're all upset because they're in line, and these people are pushing ahead. So that was when I had to try to find Gary, who usually brings order to disorder at these events. And
so I got to say something. Everyone was really respectful. Everyone was really cool, was like really positive. I was very concerned about the girls, and they told me everyone was great. I mean, you had this... these gorgeous like cats, and they're like in bikinis an inch away, and no one was bothering them or anything. Everyone was just having a great time.
All the dudes were well behaved, and the like cats, they were a good bunch of broads.
They were.
Yeah. Nice.
And they kept a nice distance between me and the people who wanted to descend upon.
Some of the asses were a little dumpy.
What?
Oh, shit.
Don't even go there, man.
The girl you had on stage with you doing the raffle?
Oh, Chanel, man.
What
she's
a
great.
Fantastic ass on that girl. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's the bomb.
Good for you. You got some of that last night or what?
Well, I heard that some guy was saying he did. Okay, that hurts, man. What was that about?
Yeah.
A guy told me he had absolutely closed the deal. He shook my hand and said he was going right now, and the two of them were leaving.
He owes me a commission, man. I'm sorry. Who is this guy?
Really?
Those were Adam's girls, man.
Weren't those girls on the clock for you, Adam? How did that happen?
You're damn right, man. Are you kidding me? Come on. That guy's got no right, man. And there's no way. The girls would never do that. They were really special. I told them. You know, they had to be careful with the guys.
Is that what you told
BS
them?
Going on.
Not the first chick you told was special.
The whole scene. I mean, and what? I met all the guys. I met all the advertisers. It was unbelievable. And the black box there, unbelievable.
Now let me ask you this: If do you think Larry H. Parker has ever had his name chanted by a group?
Tom, I couldn't even walk from one side to the other when I was like bringing things or whatever. I'm getting grabbed and yelled at, and people are screaming my name. People wanted to take pictures with me.
For the record, okay, and you're under oath.
I'm under this.
You're under oath now.
No stance whatsoever.
Yeah, do we give you value for what you spend here? Seriously.
You guys deliver. That's all I can say.
Everybody knows your name now. Isn't that what you wanted? Everybody knows you now.
Goddamn rock star.
How can I complain? And yeah, it was rock star treatment. And I got to tell you, Tom, seriously, when you told that story about the program director and then you actually weren't going to say his name and you said it anyway, that was special, Tom.
And you were there.
Yes, and I know that guy, so there we go.
Understood.
Oh, boy.
No. Even Gustavo left it out of his piece, but you were edging towards putting it out there.
I just think about the seventh-eighth of your salary. I was wondering what that was.
Well, I'm not going to be discussing that. All I'm going to say is that the day I go to work for that little money is the day I should just put a knife in my heart. Are you kidding me?
No,
just dig a hole and shovel dirt on top of me. All right.
I'm glad you have that professional integrity, Tom. I really respect that. I really do.
That was the defining moment when I decided I'm bringing my show to the internet. That's it.
But at the end of everything, you know, I paid the girls and everything, and not one of them said they wouldn't come back. They were all saying, when's the next party? They were really excited.
Really?
They're really happy to be associated with the show, you know?
How great is that? Yeah. They had no idea what they were getting themselves into, and it turned out they really liked it.
I had a couple of girls when I was originally interviewing them were like, what's really going on? Is this porno or something? You know, they start freaking out, you know?
Yeah.
And especially with the whole, you know, kind of Craigslist thing, so that kind of gives it a little weird spin to start with.
Right. Well, on Craigslist, you never know if you're going to get a great job like that or you're going to get raped. You just never know what you get it.
Exactly my point. And I had a couple of people really say to me, like, who are you really? What's really going on? Are you really a lawyer? Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah,
and,
blah.
And it was really just, it was so sweet. It was really positive. But I'll tell you, at 10 o'clock, they were ready for us to leave. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I know. But as you saw, there was more tequila than the Laugh Factory ever sold in a night, ever.
Oh, can you believe that?
Hardly, but...
Sergio gave me a case. I'm very excited.
Oh, really?
And on my Facebook today, all the guys are sending me the pictures they took of mostly the girls' butts.
I love that.
I don't even want to post these, Tom.
Well, whatever you want me to post, I'll post, and you can just tell me what to leave out, and I'll leave it out.
By the way, Adam, how did you do on that raffle last night?
Oh, listen, the raffle was really cool.
Very
that was
successful.
Great. Everyone had a great time.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Sold a ton of tickets. It was really good. The grand prize was the 3,000 Leica shows, and everyone was just really excited. I had the Hustler magazine column that you were in from. Like 10 years ago or whatever.
I signed several of those. I don't know how many there were, but I know I signed them.
No, I promised the guys that you would, that, you know, if you had a chance, you would sign it.
Yep.
And I had the documentary was pretty cool. Everyone had a really good thing with everything. It was just really cool, the whole deal. And the calendar with the girls and everything, that was beautiful.
The On Tequila calendar. Was that the Lycats or the On Tequila girls on that calendar?
Those were the Lycats.
Those are my girls.
Yeah.
They were
your
girls. I had no time to look at them. I was just signing them.
Renee printed that thing up at the last minute. Turned out beautiful.
Love it.
Yeah. Really.
He did. I got to give props to Renee. He did a great job on that.
Fabulous.
We worked on it together for a couple of hours, and he pumped it right out. And it came out great.
Oh, I love that.
Saxy put a lot of work into this thing.
Nope. No doubt.
Yeah, I was a little freaked out, but it definitely went over. I'm really happy.
You were really jacked up when you first showed up, man.
Well, I have like a million things on my mind, you know. The girls are calling me. Where do I park? What do I do?
Have you had your blood pressure looked at recently or anything? Like, you might want to check that out.
Well, last night doesn't count.
No, it does. Like, every day counts.
Hey, you ever try that medical marijuana?
Ed,
oh, yeah.
That calm you down.
I've been hearing great things about that.
Hold on. I'm going to look at that right now.
I'm going to get one of those cards. I heard that's cool.
Yeah,
I need one of those.
I hear that's cool.
I like Northern Lights.
Northern Lights. Okay, I can keep that in mind. I honestly, I hate to even say this, but I had 9 girls lined up. I originally had 10, but one flaked. But I had 9 girls, and I didn't know, honestly, what was going to happen. And all 9 of them showed up.
By the way, back in the day of the budget cuts at the radio station, the number of Lycats continued to shrink. Until I think we had like 2 or 3 girls there. That was it.
The Lycats.
I got 9 for 9. So I think that was incredible.
Nice. Very nice.
Saxy, did you clear your schedule today just because you knew this was going to be a bit of a hangover day?
Yeah.
So you ever get out of bed? Are you still in bed right now?
No, I'm in my kitchen, but I woke up at like, God knows, 11.
What are you wearing?
Aren't you lucky you don't have to come in here and do an hour with me today?
I was going to come down. I figured
he was thinking about coming down.
Really?
He couldn't find
welcome.
He couldn't find his car.
Love you guys. Can't stay away, you know?
But I'll tell you what, but we want to remind everybody, Adam Sachs was the sponsor of yesterday's event.
Was indeed.
And he was not just recognized, he was beloved by everybody. Now, how many attorneys are beloved, Adam, unless they're on TV?
Right.
I don't know if they love the TV ones, Tom.
You're fucking it up for the rest of the attorneys out there.
Right?
I know. I had a conversation with Gustavo, you know, the Ask the Mexican guy.
Yes.
My secret is that I'm, you know, half Mexican on my mother's side.
What?
Really?
Oh, you're not.
Mexican,
I,
you?
I actually
really
am. Yeah.
Really? What, did the synagogue hire a guard? What was going on over there?
Oh, shit. That's awesome. That's so good. I got to mark that.
You are. But that's bad.
It happened. I feel it coming.
How do these things happen?
It happened. That just happened. That's beyond that, dude. It happened.
I just, I'm going to take offense to that, but,
oh, God.
I didn't have the heart to tell the guys, and they, you know, they tend to not believe me usually.
Because you're like clear, dude. You're just transparently white.
Right.
I'm a white guy. What can I say? But, like my family escaped the Holocaust in Europe and went to Mexico. So, I mean, there you go.
Wow. That's amazing.
That happened. Yeah, awesome. I got a Mexican passport stashed somewhere.
Whole nother side to Saxy we're figuring out here.
Wow. You have a Mexican, a Mexican passport? You have dual citizenship?
Adam, yeah. Do you know the things you can buy in Mexico?
You know, now you saw who the heart of our audience is if you told people about the Mexican part.
Forget it.
Business would shoot through the roof.
I play it down, Tom, because they don't believe me. It's like, shit.
Well, it's like Louis C.K. is part Mexican, too. Nobody knows that. Believes it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know Louis C.K. spoke Spanish before he spoke English? Can you even believe that? But it's true.
You can believe it when you look at C.K. and what you is say, CK, okay, that's anyway. Possible.
Italian
and Mexican.
No, he has like a... an Eastern European last name that people can't pronounce.
Yeah.
Is
C
and K involved? Is that the deal?
It's like CKZ or something like that.
Yeah,
so
you've
made it initials.
It's
go ahead, say it.
S-Z-E-K-E-L-Y.
Oh, Sekely. Nobody can say it. It's like Lycus. You know, nobody can spell it. If they see it, nobody can pronounce it.
Louis Sekely is a pretty cool name, actually.
But Tom, you've got Jewish blood, right? On your mother's side.
I got Jewish blood. That's right.
Jewish blood. See,
it boils hot.
Nobody ever hears about that. That's a secret.
You never see me overpay for anything. That's how you know.
But you're not exactly walking around with the Star of David on, right?
No.
Hey, he's an atheist, Adam. Atheist.
I was talking blood, Art. Blood. Okay.
It's coursing through my veins.
He has one of those. I'm a member of the tribe. Azusas above his door. I've been to Azusa.
Some other times. All right, I'll bring you one, Tom. I'll put it on your door. That'll be good.
There we go. All right. By the way, I had the ex-girlfriend who used to tell people she was Jewish, but her mother wasn't Jewish. Neither was her grandmother.
Don't you, Tom? Aren't you on your mother's side?
My father's side.
Oh, your father's side.
The Lithuanian pot. Well,
that hoits, man.
My grandfather was a Lithuanian Jew.
Did you say Lithuanian pot? Lithuanian pot?
But someone told me. Someone told me Lycus was a Jewish name, so I was,
new strain?
Well, my grandfather was, my father's father was the Lithuanian Jew, so yeah.
The one and only.
There you go.
Well.
There's no avoiding it.
That's exactly right. All right, well, again, I'll never get over it. Right. I'll never get over people chanting the name of the sponsor.
Thank you.
The name of the sponsor. That was pretty outrageous.
Thank you, my Mexican brother.
So I got a new one for you, Tom. Someone posted me on Facebook. Even this multimillionaire loves to get it on with Latinas, and it's you, Tom.
Now, all we have to do is let everybody know. Maybe you can do Ask a Mexican next time.
Adios, amigo.
No, Gustavo is going to have me as a guest. How's that?
All right. That's very good.
Awesome.
You can double team him.
See, that's the two ones working together.
I love
Sergio
that.
Sergio brought me tequila today, by the way. We met over here in Calabasas.
Oh, love that. Christ.
Now we're in trouble.
That's Sergio's
man. I'm buying a black box, by the way.
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
Step it up, dude.
That's really
very
good.
Nice.
I'm glad he's doing that.
Get some of that Costco insurance. You're going to need that.
Adam, this is huge.
The way you're fondling those girls.
Big announcement, dude. You're Jexican. This is unbelievable. I'm so happy for you.
Now here I've got his card, Devin Bronson. Here,
Devin Bronson.
Better be a Jewican.
He's a Jewican, dude. Come on.
And I got Jeremy on my insurance.
Nice.
Beautiful. Get that done.
And,
you got the Foco U, Foco Me t-shirt or what?
Foco, dude, we're like fun guy. We're just building networks.
No, hey. Foco is worse. Foco is going to be an expert witness for me. To interpret a Spanish recording.
The P1s, this is out of control.
That's
now,
the way
P1
it works.
Thing.
That's the way it works.
We're
look
mushrooms.
At the P1s, like, loving each other.
But doesn't it fit right in? Now we find out Saxy is a Mexican. I had no idea.
I got Renee Bruce as my printer, of course. So that's the, right. That was supposed to. I'm P1 orgasm.
That's the way you do it, baby. That's how the P1s are all going to have a better economy than the rest of the economy. We're just all going to help each other and fuck the rest.
Now, Tom, I got to tell you, a lot of guys came up to me last night, particularly Latin guys, and told me they're married and they're so fucking miserable. They, like, don't know what to do. They've been meaning to call me or they're wanting to call me, about to call me.
Yeah. Stop thinking and start doing, boys.
Get off the fence. You don't need too many married guys tell you how happy they are, you know?
No, you don't see that at all.
What are we doing?
Yeah. I got to tell you, it's more and more of a unique rarity.
Did any of them drag the ball and chain last night? Did any of them have the girl with them or anything? Or
Now, you know, your internet guy had a kind of a hot blonde
Rick.
With him.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, there's a picture of them on with me on the Facebook page and on the website.
Her name was Alexis. She was hot.
I met her legally, too. I got his permission first before I leered at her. And, he said, okay.
No, man. I have to say, I talked to her. She was fairly cool, you know, so that was all right.
She's very cool.
I'm happy for him.
You know how dude's doing it right? He's not even wearing the lifts that advertise on Tom's show. And he's with a girl that's 2 feet taller than him. That's how you know you're doing it right.
He's a stud.
He's a stud.
That's the way he rolls.
I like that guy, man. And he gave me permission to hug his girl. I'm like, right
I found
on.
Out last night that Josh does personal security. He must, like, really? It must be a firearms thing or, you know, something.
He said celebrities, and he's so legit he won't out them.
He's a former cop.
So that's Gary's first thing to me. He's like, hey, this is a Josh. He says, he used to be a cop. And I'm like, whoa, okay,
oh
cool. Bad.
Yeah. Josh is awesome. Dude.
He's
awesome. Good, dude.
Turned out to be
very
great.
Nice. Yeah.
You let me touch your chick, I'm happy.
Jesus Christ.
You should be happier than shit.
Oh, all right, Adam, all I can say is thank you.
Like, yeah, sincerely, Adam, you put a lot of work into this, and we appreciate
thank
everything
you
did.
Yeah.
And, of course, your
and,
financial contribution.
Everybody, thank you. All the girls are asking me when's the next one. They're ready to go.
All right.
Que hora.
All right.
Que hora.
Yeah, we do the couch auditions, I think, next week.
Why do you think we have these big leather sectionals here in the studio?
Adam Sachs is muy guapo.
Yep.
Muy guapo.
This is proof that Adam given power won't take advantage of the power. He actually contained himself and put stuff together. But he actually held it together. And the fact that everybody behaved, there'll be another one. That's how good this worked out. So.
It was very good.
Damn right.
It was very
Can't
good.
Can't wait. Count the minutes.
Yeah, love you, Sachse, in a non-homo way all the way.
Very nice.
Love you guys. Right. Thanks. I'll see you soon in the studio.
Absolutely. Right. See you next week.
Get your blood pressure.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Adios.
There he goes.
Adios.
Tony Adam Sachs, the sponsor of our event. Go to his website, adamlawyer.com. Adamlawyer.com. And lawyer is not spelled L-O-Y-A-H. Okay.
Say that lawyer.
Lawyer.
Adamlawyer.
Adamlawyer.com. Go there now. No habla español.
Celebrating 1 year of changing the broadcasting landscape forever. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino. We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. Size does matter. New study shows women judge male attractiveness by penis size.
Of course. You can
now,
always
by the way,
know the confidence of dudes.
You got to read further into this. They're basically looking for proportional penis size. So a little guy with a huge dick doesn't work for them.
Oh.
Now, in fact, it's kind of creepy. It's freaky to them.
Well, then they got to stay away because those little dudes, real-life little dudes, midgets or whatever
they're dragging around elephant trunks.
They are, dude. It's like a kickstand. I guess that weird sprouts out.
Like the half-pint brawler dude?
Yeah, puppet.
What's his deal? He's got a show or something?
He does. He has a brand new blog, and he keeps things going, and he's got something
called, like,
coming.
Puppet Time or something?
Puppet Time.
Yeah.
But he's a good dude, and it looks like he's coming out with a new wrestling show, which midgets take on other midgets and beat each other up. It's awesome.
Mm. New survey shows that men prefer bush, just a little bit of bush. Not so much hardwood floors anymore.
That makes
sense.
They
say the Brazilian and the Hollywood. I don't know what the Hollywood is, do you?
No.
Brazilian and the Hollywood are going out of style. and that men prefer a neatly trimmed little bush. I'm not in on that, dude.
Hollywood Bush.
Tell me out on that.
By the way, if you do a search for Hollywood Bush, Billy Bush comes up first. I swear to God.
Perfect.
From Access
That's
Hollywood.
That's exactly what I would expect. Yeah.
Billy Bush as Hollywood Bush. Yeah. So if you want your snatch below to look like Billy Bush.
Sometimes I wonder if the guy actually has a vagina himself.
I would love to ask him.
If you watch that stupid show, he does. It's pretty obvious.
He acts a fool.
He's really a broad. He cries all the time. I don't think I've watched that show in
the
last...
What does he have to be crying about that, dude? He woke up, he's
he
in the Bush
family. He
always gets
moved to tears.
Never had to work in his life.
Daily on television. What kind of dude does that? It's absurd.
Pisses me off.
Yeah. New lawsuit claims that a Texas employer barred men and women from being alone together in the workplace. They weren't allowed to do it.
That's a problem. I thought that's a good idea.
Apparently, dude pulled the guys aside and said, "Look, you're never to be alone with any female employee. It's not going to happen."
That way, they could never actually make a claim. So that's kind of cool.
And so you know how the broads are; they're always looking for attention. They go into work every day. I'm sure they got
all dolled up,
high heels on.
Yeah,
maybe that extra button undone. Nobody's talking to them.
Yeah, and it really throws a monkey wrench.
Can't get any personal time with anybody.
In their plan.
Right, so now one of the broads is suing.
What?
Yeah,
yeah. The law firm that this occurred at, Sheaf and Stone. I think it's a law firm.
Property
litigation. Yes, yeah. Sheaf and Stone Limited Liability Partnership had this policy, and they called it the no fraternization policy, and extended that prohibition outside office doors. Oh shit! They don't even
not even
out.
Outside. Right.
Wow.
Yep.
Now broad is upset and suing.
She's got her panties all up in a bunch about it. It's bullshit.
Wow. She claims it creates a segregated culture that persists, and that's her angle.
What apparently is the world-famous Playboy Bunny house that I knew nothing about.
This
I didn't
know
this existed
either.
This is a house that's right across from the Playboy mansion that Hugh Hefner used to, I guess, stash his broads at or something.
Right. This is the place that...
It's a cool little house.
This is for the overflow.
Right.
And you stick all the bunnies in this 6,600-square-foot crib. It's directly across from the Playboy mansion in the Holmley Hills. You know... I never knew it existed. I've been to the Playboy Mansion. I'm trying to picture where it actually... I know the house next door was where his ex-wife, Kimberly
Correct.
Conrad, was. I knew
out
that.
The back. Yeah.
And I guess this new Holmley Hills joint there for the Playboy Playmates included people like that, Jade Nicole, and people like that. Yeah. 5 bedrooms, 6.5 baths. It's a hell of a place.
Yeah.
And by the way... Compared to the Playboy Mansion, this sounds like the place is where you want to be because this is a concentration of just the broads. That's it. No,
yeah, they don't come with
you,
the house.
No,
dude. You don't, when you buy the house, the broads are not included.
Oh,
and it's $11
shit.
Million. Dollars, so let's be realistic.
I'm priced out of it.
Can't believe this. That Seth MacFarlane, I guess it's official now. He is doing that Charlize Theron.
This is unbelievable. This Seth MacFarlane.
That's a score, dude.
I don't know what he's done. And who he talked to, if he sold his soul, I don't know. But to get paid that much for his cartoons and then to be banging Charlize Theron, something is going on there.
Something's good.
Because dude likes to sing, has like singing
sing and, dance.
And dancing and
normally,
singing and dancing
not a good thing.
And singing
or
and
a
dancing.
Hetero thing,
and,
anyway.
Yeah, never met a dude like that who was into chicks that liked that kind of stuff. But dude is into this.
I do have a hetero thing for you. A pick alert. Ashley Tisdale on the cover of Maxim magazine.
Oh my gosh.
Is she looking fantastic.
High School Musicals, all grown stuff.
Oh my.
She is amazing.
That is fantastic.
She is.
Leather biker jacket and his little tiny bikini thing. Oh,
yeah, she got a nice little just look in her mug, man.
Exactly.
Man, great titties.
There you have it. It's Lycus 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Come on.
Be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. There's a brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We are back to the Tom Lycus Show right after this.
Let's talk about El Pollo Inca. El Pollo Inca restaurant in Gardena is owned by our P1 lister Antonio Atoche and his brothers, and they serve the best Peruvian food you'll find anywhere, including their famous Pollo a la Brasa, which is delicious rotisserie chicken. And that's just a start. They've got tons of amazing beef, chicken, seafood, and vegetarian dishes,
and a friendly staff. Get their special chicken soup complimentary with every meal, and man, is it good. Plus, get this, the soup is all you can eat when you're dining in. El Pollo Inca, on West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, right on the 91, and where the 110, 405, and 91 meet. Check out their full bar, offering specialty drinks like their killer Pisco Sour, a signature Peruvian cocktail. And don't miss their hard-to-find Peruvian beers. They've got karaoke on Thursday nights, salsa dancing Friday through Sunday nights, even salsa classes if you want to learn. Get info at this number, 310-516-7378, or visit elpolloinca.com. El Pollo Inca, 1425 West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, close to the 710 and minutes from the 605. Easy to get to, lots of free parking, no excuses. Get your ass out to El Pollo Inca in Gardena.